So today, with it being Mother's Day, we're going to be looking at humankind made in God's image. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, will you come and still our hearts and minds? May you speak to us all this morning and what it means to be created in your wonderful image. Holy Spirit, come and have your way today. In Jesus' name, amen. So in Genesis 1:27, so God created humankind in his image, in the image of God. He created them, both male and female. He created them. So God created both male and female. He created us all in his image. The difference in creation in the book of Genesis is this. With animals, with land, with sky, he said, let it be, and it happened. The difference with us humans, he said, let us make humans in our image. There's a plural there, and there's a lot of study that's gone on to think that that is relating to the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as well. So we are made in God's image. Ellis once turned around to me and said, Dad, how can we be made in God's image? Wouldn't we all look the same? And the simple answer is, that's a very good question, because if we're made in God's image, would we all look the same? The second is this, is that we can't all look the same, because if we all looked the same, if we're in God's image, then we're placing God in a limited form. And so God is everywhere, and our being created in his image, I think we are created in his image that reflects who he is. And if we think of him in a human form, obviously there's Jesus, but who did take on a human form. But when we look at God, try and get your head round, how can you describe who God is if you had to describe him to someone? If you had to do that, you would have to do it in a way that you would describe his personality, his character, etc. So let us make humans in our image. And so we reflect his image by who we are and the qualities that he has put in all of us. Such reflections could be some of our creativity, our reason, speech, our self-determination, I think are all really good qualities that come from the image of God. And that our whole selves reflect who we are in God. We will never, ever be completely like God, and nor were we designed to be, because he is our creator. He made both us, males and females, equal, and that one does not have status over the other. He made us all equal in his image. I think what is really interesting, I think needs to be said today, that women in the Bible, such as Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, Miriam, Deborah, and Huldah, and Abigail, and Rahab, and Esther, they all spoke prophetically in some way into man-made structures of powers and brought God's people back into God's alignment again. And so women who have personally inspired me are people like Florence Nightingale for her passion and care for the sick and wounded, Emily Pankhurst for her fight for women's rights and votes, Anne Frank for her strength and hope for freedom whilst protecting others and educating others through her diary, Corrie ten Boom for her love for God, prayer and evangelism, Rosa Parks for her courageous determination of not moving back on her seat, Danielle Strickland for her voice on abuse within churches, and Christy Wimber equipping church leaders to seek God's presence, and our very own Bishop Olivia for modelling humble, graceful and purposeful ministry. All these women called by God know that they are made in God's image, are calling out a prophetic voice of injustice that is before them in the present time in their lives. They are brave enough to step up and to speak out and to act boldly. They know that they were created in God's image. I don't know about you, but when I reflect on the words created in God's image, there's been sometimes part of me thinking, well, with me, he made a mistake. I've gone grey at a young age. You know, that's not good for my image or my look. There's a number of things wrong with me. And I often think, on the day that he made me, he was taking a day off. And I'm sure I'm not the only one sometimes that thinks like that. And there is something that we need to repent of that thinking. Because when we say that, or when we think that, we are saying that God made a mistake, and that's not true. It also speaks of a self-worth that we do not have of ourselves. The fact that the rest of creation was just commanded to be created, and then he said, let us make humankind in our image. It was a belonging. It was the fact that he has called us to be extra special with the rest of creation. The fact that all of us in this room have different qualities that reflect God speaks of our self-worth. And so when we put God down in terms of saying, actually, you had a day off, you didn't make me right, what we are saying is actually, God, you are not right, because we reflect the qualities of who he is. So God never makes mistakes when he created you and me. He made us in his wonderful, beautiful image. And these thoughts, we need to get hold of them, and we need to remind ourselves of who we are and that we are made in his image. So Friday was International Women's Day. And on Sunday, today, we celebrate Mother's Day. To be a mum figure does not require any of you to have any children, but to be a person who is supportive and nurturing to other people around them. Just like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, Miriam, Deborah and Holder and Abigail and Rehab and Esther, they loved other people. They spoke out of the injustices around them. And that is something to aspire to. So I want to say a big thank you to all of the women in this room today for your love, your support, your nurturing of all of us in this room and everyone else around us as well. So a big thank you for who you all are and who God has created you to be. Now, obviously, on Mother's Day, it can be quite painful. Some of our own mothers are not the perfect role model that we think mums ought to be. And with that comes hurt and pain. But what makes, from your experience, I'd be interested to hear, what makes a good mum? Some of you want to shout out? Carol. Loves unconditionally, yeah. Does not judge. Come on, men, speak up.
Looks after you.
Cooks you dinner. Men should, let's keep this equal. It's not a woman's job just to cook. I want to say that as well. Although you are good cooks. I'll have that. Any other? Yeah. To nurture you. Sorry? Wonderfully weird. Okay. Anyone else? Sorry? Gives you the time. And these are really good qualities which reflect in some ways of who God is in all of us. And some of these qualities may also reflect something that bears fruit. They are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And when our lives reflect these qualities, it bears fruit and it points to God. It reflects God's image of who we have been created to be. So when we know that we have been made in his image, that we all share these qualities, tell us of the assurance of our self-worth and our own worth cannot be relying upon possessions, achievements, physical attractiveness, or public fame. Instead, our self-worth is based on God's image alone, on who he is in us. So when we doubt God's creation, when we doubt our self-worth or downgrade it by criticizing God and what he has made. Knowing our self-worth helps us to love God more because of his love for us. It puts us back to where God intended us to be. So we are all wonderfully made, created in his image that reflects him and his character. And our self-worth is not based on anything worldly possessions or anything like that, but reflects on who God is and who he has created us to be. So today, if anything, go out knowing this, that you are loved unconditionally and that you are created in God's image. And you are not a fool, you are not a failure. You are perfect in his eyes and his eyes alone. And it is by that value that you can rest upon in peace. So we are all created in his image. Shall we pray? Holy Spirit, will you come and speak to our hearts, whatever we may be feeling today when it comes to Mother and Sunday, of the mothers in our lives, maybe past or present. The females who have gone before us, who have paved the way for rights of others and undoing wrongs. Will your Holy Spirit come and speak to us? May we share in the fruit and shine brightly and bear fruit that you have created us to be, that we may reflect you in your image. In Jesus' name, amen.